Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Carl Friedrich Abel wrote for new and old instruments, but he was especially an advocate for the viola da gamba during a time when its popularity was declining. Abel performed on the instrument in his own Bach Abel concert series in London, co-founded with Johann Christian Bach. Abel had other connections to the Bach family too. This hour, we'll explore Abel's life and legacy at 300. Plus, our featured release is John Caprario, Parrot or Ingenious Parrotist. Pluto Ensemble and Hathor Consort are led by Romina Lischka in their 2022 Rame release.
Thank you.
We heard two movements from Viola da Gamba Sonata in D Major by Carl Friedrich Abel. Paolo Pandolfo, Viola da Gamba solo, performed with Amélie Chemin, baroque cello, and Andrea Bucarella, fortepiano. Although Abel wrote for new instruments like the fortepiano and square piano, he continued to advocate for the falling out of fashion viola da gamba throughout his life. Carl Friedrich Abel's music was lighthearted and bright at a time when Sturm und Drang romanticism was emerging. He worked with newer instruments, like the fortepiano, but his main love was the viola da gamba. We'll start with the closing movement, Vivace, from Abel's Viola da Gamba Sonata in A Major, performed here on solo viola da gamba, basso viola da gamba, and pianoforte. That was Carl Friedrich Abel's Viola da Gamba Sonata in A Major, performed by gamba soloist Paolo Pandolfo, accompanied by Amélie Chemin and Andrea Bucarella. Abel was connected to the Bach family his entire life. When Abel was an infant, his father, Christian Ferdinand Abel, became director of music at Köthen. Its previous director, Johann Sebastian Bach, had just won a better-paying position in Leipzig. When the younger Abel was old enough, he moved to Leipzig to study with Bach at St. Thomas School. Let's hear the prelude from Johann Sebastian Bach's solo violin partita number 3 in E major, performed by Rachel Barton Pine. Thank you. violinist Rachel Barton Pine performed the Preludio from Johann Sebastian Bach's Solo Violin Partita No. 3 in E major. Bach was formative to Abel's education and early career, recommending him for a position at the court orchestra in Dresden under the direction of Johann Adolf Hasse. Known largely for his opera seria output, Hasse directed the orchestra in Dresden, as well as composing operas, teaching composition, and more. Hasse's Artaserse was premiered in 1730 in Venice at the Teatro di San Giovanni Grisostomo. In Dresden, Hasse reworked the score for the Opernhaus am Zwinger, where his wife, Faustina Bordoni, sang a soprano role. We'll hear the aria Va tra la selve ir cane from Hasse's opera Artaserse.
Thank you.
We heard the aria Va tra le selve ir cane from Artaserse by Johann Adolf Hasse. Mezzo-soprano Vivica Genot sang the role of Mandane. Pinchgut Opera and the Orchestra of the Antipodes were conducted by Aaron Helliard. At the start of Abel's 15 years working in Dresden, the city fell under the control of Frederick the Great. In addition to his major military and political victories, Frederick was an avid amateur flutist and patron of the arts. Frederick was probably familiar with Abel's flute sonatas, composed during this time. Although Abel fled during the fighting, his 1761 chamber and solo music publications for Breitkopf, the music publishing house, list Abel as a musician for the King of Poland, Frederick the Great. Here are two movements from Abel's Opus 6, No. 1 Flute Sonata in C major. Thank you. Georgia Brown, flutist, and Nordic Affect performed two movements from Carl Friedrich Abel's Flute Sonata in C major. Abel's time in Dresden overlapped with Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, who worked as an organist there until 1746. Let's hear W.F. Bach's Fugue in C minor, performed by organist Turi Filippo.
Thank you.
Fugue in C minor by Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, performed by organist Turi Filippo. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're looking at the career of composer Carl Friedrich Abel, born 300 years ago on December 22, 1723. Carl Abel was among the many German and Italian musicians who fashionably moved to London in the mid-18th century. There, Abel worked for Queen Charlotte, performing on viola da gamba and an unusual five-string cello known as the pentachord. Abel reconnected with the Bach family, founding a concert series in 1765 with Johann Christian Bach. The Bach-Abel series was one of the earliest subscription-based concert series, providing a rich environment of artists, patrons, composers, and audiences where new music flourished. We'll hear the final movement, Allegro, from Johann Christian Bach's Keyboard Concerto in E-flat Major, Opus 7, No. 5. Thank you. The closing movement Allegro from Johann Christian Bach's Keyboard Concerto in E-flat Major, Opus 7, No. 5. David Owen Norris, square piano, performed with Trio Sonnerie. Late in his career, Abel continued to advocate for the use of the viola da gamba, composing for and performing on this instrument in the London-based Bach-Abel series. These are some of the latest works for viola da gamba, which by this time was seen as an archaic instrument, largely replaced by the cello. We'll hear Siciliano and Presto from Abel's Sonata in E minor for viola da gamba and keyboard.
Thank you.
Siciliano and Presto, movements from Carl Friedrich Abel's Sonata in E minor for viola da gamba and cembalo. Maddalena del Gobbo, viola da gamba, and Ewald Dönhoffer, harpsichord, performing. Let's jump back from the 18th to 17th century London for our featured release, John Coprario, Parrot or Ingenious Parodist. John Coprario, or was it Cooper or Cowper? Was a Renaissance composer with an Italian and English background. Coprario lived and worked in London at the turn of the 17th century. He had some associations with the royal family and wrote music for the funeral of teenaged Crown Prince Henry Frederick. Here is Fantasia No. 6 by John Coprario, performed on viols. Fantasia No. 6 by John Coprario. Romina Liszka led the Hathor Viol Consort in their 2022 release, John Coprario, Parrot or Ingenious Parodist. Although vocal ensemble was a favored way to make music in the Renaissance, composers increasingly arranged and composed music for instruments. This was likely to market sheet music to the growing body of amateur viola da gamba and recorder players. Coprario was no exception. He published over 50 madrigals for viol consort. Let's hear the Italian madrigal Udite lagrimosi spiriti d'Averno, Hear Tearful Spirits of Avernus, by Luca Marenzio. After that, it's John Coprario's Fantasia Udite lagrimosi spiriti.
Thank you.
John Caprario's Fantasia Udite Lagrimosi Spiriti, performed on viols by Hathor Consort. Before that, we heard Luca Marenzio's magical Udite Lagrimosi Spiriti d'Averno, Hear Tearful Spirits of Avernus, sung by Pluto Ensemble, led by Romina Lischka, on our featured recording John Caprario, Parrot or Ingenious Parodist. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.